Look, welcome to the BDBO podcast where we get charged for our own photos shot by our own members. What is going on in the building?
Well, this is Miss Gypsy with the big old beady with the itty bitty titties in your motherfucking city.
Already, it's
your girl Sugar. Okay.
Oh, we got Big Z-O in this thing. Chocolate City, the kind of melt in your mouth and not in your hands, baby.
Y'all know who this is. She's for Miss In and Out.
Thing too sleepy.
Y'all already know it's your boy Dangerous in this building. Still being dangerous in this thing.
Stay that way.
Yes, sir. Talk your shit.
Reintroduce yourself, ma'am. Come on with it, ma'am.
Talk your shit.
This your girl Sugar Shane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't have to,
No
explanation.
Yeah!
I don't have to explain that why my name is Sugar Shane.
But I'm saying they not gonna hear me over there unless
we're gonna turn, turn that mic that way, and we bring the mic right there. You'll be double mic.
Are we recording? Yeah. Are we on this bitch?
We back on the thing. We back on the thing.
The topic of the motherfucking day is delusional. We need the introduction.
What is it?
Yeah, we did the introduction. We just had to take a little break. You know, we had to.
What is it?
The topic of the day is delusional versus dumb. Was that it?
Delusional versus dumb.
Okay, yeah, that's what I said. Delusional versus dumb.
What's the difference? Delusional versus dumb.
It's just delusional versus dumb. I'm on both sides, but I'm more so on the
I can definitely give you a definition of dumb.
I'm kind of on the dumb side. I'm on the dumb side. I know they finna be on some strong black woman shit, but I'm finna get down to the nitty gritty.
But is it like what side are you on? Or
I don't have no side. I'm delusional and dumb.
No, but I'm asking like, is the question like supposed to be like, what side are you on?
It's just point of view. We're gonna go straight off of point of view. Like, we're gonna go off in different topics and shit in there, and it's gonna be like, you're this. It's gonna go both sides.
Either you delusional or dumb, huh?
You'll see how it goes.
Okay, all right.
This is like a girl chit-chat.
Oh, okay.
But right. Y'all gonna be the one to give us our main questions for sure.
Oh, yeah, all right, bet then. Yeah. Right, yeah, I got that. Yeah, we can do that. I like that one.
Okay, let's go. How y'all want to do it? Just start talking. Okay, what were we just talking about?
Bro, I thought
you said dumb versus delusional.
I never been delusional about no dick. Like,
that's what we're talking about, dick. I was saying dick, when it comes to on the delusional side, it's going to be the dick and the actions, what you do for me. On the dumb side, I really don't have no execs right now, but when we get to talking, I'll be able to name them out. But yeah, on the delusional side, it's definitely the dick in your actions. And when I say actions, I'm talking about money.
Delusional, I don't know the definition of that because I've never been delusional. Okay, I'm not gonna get deep into that conversation.
Don't leave me.
I ain't gonna get too deep in it, you know what I'm saying? But shit, delusional, no. But dumb, my definition of dumb is like literally seeing motherfucker like red flags. Like, God ain't even got to see you. This motherfucker is telling you before God sends you them signs.
Yeah, like, literally. I'm ignoring all the issues.
See, crazy.
Because I like you.
Me, on the other hand, I never been delusional about no dick. I mean, I feel like if I wanted to, I could go find another dick.
So yeah, but it's not going to be that dick. It's going to be a different kind of dick. The only way a dick is not good is when I don't like you no more.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, hold on. Let me be in detail about this. Because it is bad dick out here. Yo, I just wanted to specify that because I don't want nobody thinking just because you right here giving out hanky panky stanky wanky, you doing the damn goddamn thing. You ain't. Okay, go ahead. No, I'm done. I lost my point.
That's all it was, huh?
There.
I understand you sitting down there, but I'm finna say this. And I think I told you this last night.
Don't put me in this shit.
trying to drag down
but,
everything.
But like being delusional over dick, that never like clicked in my mind, because you want to know why? Because I can make you delusional over me. Like quick, fast, and in a hurry. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, is that all right?
Yeah, like. So that's why I like shit. Being delusional over the dick, no. Because I'm just like a nigga. I'm going to move how you move. I'm going to make you feel like the bitch at the end of the night. Or at the end of the day. Period. But that's all I got to say. What? Are you talking about that bitch?
Alrighty.
But see... Let me see. Okay, can y'all name a time that you were delusional versus dumb? We're going for the guys and the females.
You see my...
Come on, we're going to start with Nikki and go around the table. All
right, let's go around before we die.
We're going around the table. Nikki's going to start first with her answer, and we're going to go around the table that way.
Dumb. Wait, what's the question one more time?
A situation where you were dumb versus delusional. Mm-hmm. Ooh,
okay.
Whichever side you want.
Okay. I'm gonna give you just dumb from my very first relationship.
I think I'm broke.
I don't know how that went. Like shit, I'm just saying I was learning. Like even though I'm seeing the red flags and shit like that. Not giving a fuck. Like, I don't want to get into it. Right. I do not want to.
Boo. Okay. I'm saying. Come on, Jada.
Right.
Well, I don't have a delusional point, but dumb. I would say my senior year relationship, that nigga put his hands on me the first time and I didn't leave, so I felt like I was very dumb about that situation. But at the end of the day, I won the fucking war. So, yeah.
Get another one.
Crazy.
You know the rules.
It's a family, nigga. The rules.
I ain't really... I'd be more dumb than delusional. I ain't really delusional. I'm dumb. I've made dumb mistakes. I accept my dumb mistakes, you know. I've been dumb, so it is just is what it is. But, you know, as a man, you know, you got to fix your mistakes. You got to keep on going. You can't really dwell on the past, you know. Just pick it up. Tape it up. Glue it up. Keep on kicking.
I like how you said that, and I'm speaking as another member of the all-male committee, and I'm going to state that facts, I have done a lot of dumb shit, but I feel like a lot of my dumb shit was more so reckless, not thinking in the moment, temper,
dumb.
You know, in the streets, but my delusional shit definitely come with me loving a couple motherfuckers too hard. And yeah, I was delusional as hell when that bitch fell. Oh, shout.
He ain't lying, though.
Look, everybody know about that one. Everybody know about that video.
Based on a true story.
If you don't know about it, look it up.
You don't know.
Look how I'm about to die.
I'm gonna keep it real.
We got the only one, the true one here.
I even said it on the video. Like, I know what the bitch been saying. Like,
Mr. She broke it.
Yeah, that's me, man.
Mr. She broke it.
I'm sleeping now. I'm sleeping on y'all.
Already.
But she broke it. And I was delusional as hell.
Well, I completely died.
That was a trip, bro.
She broke it.
She did.
That was the
Boy, that's wild.
I thought it was love.
I've seen that
part is because I did not even know you at the time.
Exactly.
Bro. And I was like, bro. And then when I see him at Brittany's house, I was like, bro, that's the nigga from the video.
He was.
The last three
jobs I didn't work in, niggas have been like, bro, I know you from somewhere.
I'm I knew
like,
you
nah,
went to
where
familiar.
You went to school at? Niggas be like, oh, I went to Brandon. I'm be like, nah.
Nah, I wouldn't know you, bro.
No, no, we niggas be like, nah.
Like, I know you from somewhere, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause
I was like, this nigga from Pearl, and then I was like,
no, he's not. She came for the family, bro. It's a family, nigga.
Katie, get the fucking bottle opener.
Look, hey, look, I got you, bro.
Come on, Los.
What you got, bro?
Talk your shit. It's your turn. Go ahead.
I've been in a lot of those stages.
Huh?
Into the mic, nigga.
Whoa, brother.
My bad.
Please, whoa.
You gotta give me a
warning. All right. I've been in a lot of those dumb, delusional stages, you know.
Oh, together, same thing.
We don't go into details.
No, you should.
But I've been dumb as fuck.
You gotta be in details. That was the question. Yeah, give us a scenario where you were dumb and delusional.
All right.
Or dumb versus delusional.
I'll give you a dumb scenario. My dumb scenario, I had a chick, we ain't saying no name, but y'all know who the fuck it is.
I don't know nobody.
I told you this story, told her this story. the reason why I was banned from Walmart in Madison. Oh,
I ain't never been to Walmart.
I'm banned from Walmart on 18.
I don't even know Walmart
anyway,
is.
But y'all know the story, you know the story.
I shop at Target.
Anyway, but yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I hate niggas. I was dumb when I said, because after all that shit about, after all that shit, I almost took that bitch back.
You did.
I didn't. I almost took it back.
You hit again.
I hit again, yeah.
God damn.
But I ain't take it back. That was the very last time that I cut that bitch completely the fuck off. It was like a week later, I hit again, then I cut the fuck off.
How did it make you feel?
Like a dumbass.
So you wasn't delusional.
I said it was dumb. It's my dumb topic.
Okay. It's dumb versus delusional.
Yeah. My delusional stage.
Oh, shit. Man, let me hear it. Boy, I know this shit finna get good. Boy, we got so many options on the table right now.
Like, I'm hollering.
You already know about some of them.
Boy, too much. I know.
You know. What the go
share
like?
Stories, nigga. Already.
Shit, I got the stories.
Alright, we ain't been getting too many details about delusional shit, but we just gonna say.
Put your hand on
the
knee, bro.
Fuck no! we just gonna say, I've been in a situation where I was very delusional. Some turned out to be good.
The delusions.
The delusion was good, and my delusion was true. Sometimes. I'm finna look bad. But I'm glad to say.
We need details. I don't know what you're saying.
We ain't getting no details. Well, we don't talk about my delusion that I
was. Man, come on, in. Say the shit. Spit that shit out. All
right, we're talking about delusion that I was recently in. Stank, I love you. I'm sorry. But anyway, here we go.
It's all good. I'm finna be good.
The delusion when I first, my recent delusion, mm-hmm. I ain't know where shit stood, so I'm saying I'm just tripping on shit.
Shut up, baby.
Fuck up. Get out of my ear. Fuck out of my ear. I was tripping on shit. I was in my mind and shit. I'm like, damn, what if she don't really fuck me like talking about? What if she's feeding me this bullshit? But damn, I really want to be the motherfucker. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to see where this shit going to go. So I ain't know where shit stood in my head, but something in the back of my head, like, all right. We going to stick this shit. Yeah. We going to stick this shit out and see where it go. And it's like another moment, like, damn. Kind of hold out. I don't know what the fuck she got going on. Yeah, dog, shut the fuck up.
We on his ass.
I'm finna go shoot it.
He do that.
But yeah, you know, that was my delusion. All right, Britt, you next. Enough about me.
That's a good one.
I'm not claiming dumb. Straight delusional. 100%. All the way through. Through and through.
You're not claiming dumb.
No, because there's no way you could play me.
You're
delusional. You see what I'm saying? There's no in my head. There's no in hell you
but,
can play.
Hey, so if that's how you gonna play it,
so you saying you never had a dumb moment?
Never.
No, because I know. I know what you're doing.
Since you were driving. Bullshit.
But listen to me. Let me break it down. I know that you're doing dumb shit. I know there's other shit going on, and I chose to ignore it.
That was dumb.
That's dumb, not delusional.
That's delusional because no. I'm still picturing you as you not doing that dumb shit.
Yeah, that
I can actually see you walking in a restaurant with another bitch, and because I like you so much or whatever, that's to go back to the dick because that's the only thing I do this shit for, some dick or some money. Like, if you putting money down like talking about, or you dropping dick like talking about when I want it, like how I want it, you know, because I only want dick when I want it. Same way with Cootie Cat. But, you know, when it gets to there, and I choose to ignore that because I don't want to involve problems in our situationship or whatever the fuck we got going on. So I choose to ignore it. That is the delusion.
I feel it. It is delusion.
Yeah.
I'm not dumb because you can't play me.
Okay. Now,
I don't care what you say. Let me ask you
a question from us as niggas' standpoint.
Okay. See, that, okay. Go ahead.
Nah. Let me take a shit.
That's what you're not gonna do.
Nah.
Come on with it.
My thing is, I truly feel like, based off what you said and what I said, niggas are more so delusional and women are dumb.
Agreed.
Thank God.
Agreed.
We ain't arguing on this podcast.
Yeah.
Agreed.
That ain't even,
Agreed. Because, no, you can dead ass tell a nigga, I ain't fuck with you, I don't want you, and they'll still be
talking. We still gonna be like, man, this bitch ain't trying to fuck with my head.
This my bitch. Somebody else say I talked to her.
This bitch ain't capping.
Delusional.
Because, look, we gonna...
I would say dumb.
Yes.
Because a nigga can cheat on us, we'll get right back with him. Or we'll even compete with the female or try to beat with the female or things of that. Or even some other shit. We can see him doing some shit. We know he ain't shit. He's not the man that I don't want to be with.
But I mean, look at it. The females usually chase the same male. So I mean, it's like all of them want the same man. All of y'all want, you know, built man with some good money with a good job that you know. It's your certain type, but shit, everybody after your certain type that you looking for.
Yeah.
So it's like shit. The women out there. But you know, it might not be another man out there like that. Ain't all these men making this money. Ain't all these men out here, you know. But everybody ain't winning out here. Everybody ain't really doing they shit out here. So everybody not really everybody's not wanted out of here.
Yeah.
All these men ain't wanted. But the men that is wanted, that small percentage that is wanted, is wanted by a lot of females.
Yes, but...
So it's like shit.
But then, that's in one class. Like, I feel like it's certain sections of females. We go through our stages. We got the ones that really don't give a fuck about shit, just want to fucking do what they need to do. You got the drugs or whatever. I got to pay for the shit. Take me to the gas station type shit. And then you got the ones where, okay, they're a little older. They actually want to go out with you and be seen with you and things of that nature. Right. And then you got the other stage. I got a house. I want you help me with my kids, help me with my bills and things of that nature. And then you got the other one. You can't even sleep over here. If you ain't putting no shit down, like it's different stages of women.
So with you saying that, because you know I said one thing, so you simplified it a lot. Cause I was gonna say that too, and then I was gonna go back to what you said.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually dealt with a stellar amount of few of women who really looked me in my face and said, I really truly rather fuck with the nigga I think the hoe's not looking at. Like
facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah. I've came across that.
But that those has been more mature women, huh?
Nah.
And
some of them were. And some of them just wanted to come off as that.
Okay. Hey, I just want to pick, but I ain't going to go too long. I just want to say, hey.
This nigga has something
to
cut up.
I'm going to just go this quick. I'm going to go fast. Mm-hmm. But some of you want to see the potential in the nigga. Not what the nigga actually has.
Mm-hmm.
So when they make him into what the fuck they want him to look like and the nigga start feeling himself, that's when they read. That's why women always say never buy a man's shoes. That's how it be like, never buy a man's shoes because they'll walk out your life. Once you fix that nigga up, you buy him shoes and whatever the fuck the ordeal is, he get to feeling himself, he gone. He feel like he can get a better woman than you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
Me. At that point, though.
I mean, shoot, I feel like, you know.
It all got tapped on.
Honestly, shit, I never just, I always attract motherfuckers like that. But I'm nothing like that. That's weird.
Like what? Let's give them details for those who lost.
Man, basically, if summed up, I hurt motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They're literally just out here to just get home.
Truthfully, truthfully.
I just attract that type of shit, but.
Everybody hurt.
I also feel like shit.
Everybody hurt.
It's my fault too, cause shit, I'm the one who dealt with it, cause I always feel like I can
fix a motherfucker,
heal a motherfucker. Yeah, I'm now, able to do that.
Now I see where you coming from. Now it makes sense, but everybody hurt. I can look at everybody.
I mean, yeah, everybody's always
y'all
hurt.
By some, but that also dictates how we treat.
That also dictates how you build things. Really defines a person. It depends on how much hurt you actually been through. To actually show
how
what
you
the
handle it too.
Yeah, how you handle it, how you really willing to go through it.
You also gotta know who you're dealing with too.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, it
to
just
piggyback off of that, like the hurt people. Like I feel like it's not that they intentionally want to hurt you. It's just the way they've been brought up. That's what they've been taught. So like, if you never been taught that hurt, you probably wouldn't even be out here trying to hurt nobody. Like I ain't been taught hurt. But I've been with a nigga that has been taught hurt. Like, I literally sat there and watched his, like, a nigga family lie to him, tell him bullshit, feed him bullshit. And what did he do to our whole relationship? Get the same shit. Only because that's what he was taught. That's
probably
not what
in
he
his
was,
environment.
Yeah, that's his, that's like his whole family environment.
In the white town.
Oh, that's my style, but
that mom tell me.
But yeah, that's like what his whole life is built off of. And then on top of that, he was like a whole black sheep of his family. So it was like that's how the people was taught.
But if that's what he taught, why is it like people ain't really taught to not really pay attention to that? Like don't really pay attention to how much a person is really hurting. Just pay attention to the how you can really help them. Because we really focus on so much on the negative of people that we really can't see the positive of them. The negative will hit you in the face before you really see the good in people. And that's always how we look at people. But why is it that? Why is we taught like that? But you got to really go back to your roots and be like, damn, I was really taught this way. But I shouldn't have to think this way, you know, and that's reprogramming. But that shit hard. A lot of people can't think like that. A lot of people, it's hard to just reprogram yourself like that because, you know.
People like that, they don't realize it until it's like literally gone. As they prison. You know what I'm saying? Just when they learn, like, damn. That's what comes up, like, shit. You should never look at anything as a motherfucking threat. You got to look at it as a lesson. So for the people that feel like, damn, I done lost this person and shit like that, we just ain't even third.
As a woman, that's exactly what we do. We do every time we meet a nigga or meet something like this. It's in our nature to nurture, produce. Like I'm saying, that's what we want to do is to make you greater, fix you, try to help you the best way we can. But when it gets to a point where it drains us and it takes that out of us and we lose ourselves, we can't do that anymore. That's just what I want to say on that path. That's what we do. We definitely do that to every nigga. If every nigga that actually has a woman, she's gonna,
emphasis.
Emphasis on that for sure. She's gonna, you know, try to make you grow, try to make you better, or things of that nature.
Yeah, just like to piggyback off of what she said, like, basically, what she was saying with the why doesn't no one look at those problems that's in within that individual is like we do look at those problems as a woman. If you have a woman on your side, we do look at those problems and we do try to help you with those problems and try to talk about it. But it's kind of y'all make it hard on the woman when she's trying to get to the root of the problem and see what the deal is if y'all don't want to talk, because most men don't want to talk. That's how y'all communicate, basically. Y'all have to hold that shit in. Y'all don't want to communicate about y'all feelings.
But I mean, okay. So I mean, that you saying that now, what do y'all really think about a man that is really open to y'all? And I really want all the females' opinions. What do y'all really think about a man that's open to y'all? He go cry to y'all every time he feels like sad. He go tell you about every time he done had a hard day at work. He's go complain to you every time he done felt some heartache and some pain. This is every single day. This is every hour. A man go through so much pain every single day. He is complaining to you all the time. Crying to you all the time. In tears all the time. Telling you this every single day. How would you feel about a man like that?
Hey, I just want to say this. That's what comes with a hard-working man. That's what comes with a man. Emphasis on man.
I thought it's kept.
No. Listen to him.
Listen to all of them.
Just as we put emphasis on woman, we have to put emphasis on man. That is what comes with the man. Especially when a man, like, especially in my day, we're not supposed to be working. We're supposed to be at house, raising the kids, cleaning the house, and things of that nature. No, I'm saying like that, but like in real life, that's not what we do. We do the extra shit around the house. You pay the majority of bills. You probably do utility shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? If that's really what you want, and if you really want a woman, what, you know, and that's not even your idea. Y'all go 50-50, whatever. It's just what fits your household. But when it comes to a man, and that's what I call a man. I want a hardworking man, a man that actually works. When it comes to, I'm accepting all of that. I'm accepting all of that. I'm accepting your attitude when you come out cranky. I'm accepting your crusty ass feet, your crusty ass hands, when you too sleepy to do some shit. I want to do day 90, you too tired or some shit like that. I'm accepting all of that. That comes with a man, a hardworking man. As long as you're a hardworking man, I'm accepting all of that comes with you. Now, when that shit lacks up and your attention goes to other things, suck the blackest part of my ass. Next. It's on the side.
So, how I feel about that, I'm making it real short. I'm finna make it real short because this is gonna make more sense. Like, shit, if a man can do all that, then that means, like, they'll make me feel comfortable because I know that you're comfortable with doing it, you know, with me. You feel what I'm saying? Because not a lot of being out here is like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I ain't never, like, I only met one man in my life that can literally just, like, express themselves. Like, literally just, you know, when I tell you to talk to me. Communication is the key. So when you do something like that means I know that you're comfortable with me. So, you know, I love that shit. Because that tells me that shit. Like, shit.
To answer the question and to agree with Sugar Shay, I love that shit too. Like, that's why sometimes I ask my man, like, hey, you want me to rub your back? You want me to rub your feet? I clip your toenails. I cut your fingernails. Like, I do all that shit.
I love you to death, but I ain't finna fuck with your feet.
Now, y'all saying this, but to remind y'all, I'm talking about a man that's crying to you, like in tears. I'm talking about, like, in your arms, like, crying, like, hold me, crying.
I'm, like, literally here to comfort you. Like a breakdown. If you came to me crying like that,
I have an emotional
it's my job. I'm going to take that word you.
Because I know me and this nigga ran this motherfucker.
But see,
she still gonna treat us like, you know what I'm saying?
Because that's normal.
Like,
you're
y'all
human.
My brothers, I know y'all. Because
I'm a hot and spicy bitch, and I got an ice cube as
so
a man.
In my opinion, like, when I did have a nigga that just sat there and cried in my arms, the only thing my family taught me was to pray about it. So I sit there and I will pray over that nigga. Like, that's what I do. I'm pretty sure I'd have wrote a damn Facebook post praying over a nigga in the hospital. Like, that's just what my family taught me what to do. Like, if you have a problem with anything, even if you're happy, sad, mad, or just depressed, pray.
That ain't what they say that, but you know I was gonna do it, wasn't it? I was gonna say that. But yeah. You know, that's the thing, but on some real shit, because, like, I have an emotional man. I'm an Aries, he a Pisces, I'm a fire sign, he a water sign. He's emotional. I'm straight fire, volcano, like, all the time, hardcore, 24-7. Like, when I tell you, like, when I'm in love, that's a motherfucker that really breaks down the feminine side of me and make me realize that type of shit. Like, I have to come down to his level. I have to really embrace my feminine side and talk to him when he's in that type of state. I'm trying to shut the mic. But, yeah. But, yeah, when it come down to that, for shit show, we're all prepared for that. That's like 1,000%. Like, we know for a fact, like, that's what comes with a man. Because y'all, we know. That's why we say y'all emotional. Because y'all hee-haw around each other and be the toughest brick walls y'all could be. And then
they're with y'all.
Yeah, but when it come down to it and y'all niggas break down for real.
But see,
some of us yeah, can but take
y'all
that
not
pressure.
Gonna break down in front of your homeboys like you do about a. But no, if you really with a woman that you in love with for real, like, bro, you in love with, she gonna see a different side of you than your homeboy see. Bro.
But this is what I want to be understood, and I understand this, but this is what I want to be understood. These are Southern females right here. These some real Southern females.
These
are Southern females. Cause kid you not, going to other cities asking questions like that, it's a whole nother outcome. Cause a man that cry for you, I'm telling you, it's females out here, you cry in front of them, they don't respect you. It ain't no respect after that. You can't talk to, you can't say nothing. Oh shit, why
say
that?
Y'all niggas be crying, all y'all really do is want to hug.
It's after that hard ass day. You know, you getting there. You trying to get it, man. It's like shit get hard sometime, man. You gotta let it out.
And shit, we do it let with my partners.
But me, hey,
that's love for real.
Yeah, like, niggas talk to niggas. That's how I really be, though. You gotta talk.
Friends are friends. Hell no, friends are friends.
You
ain't had no bitch your whole life.
Hit this microphone, it'll never hit the mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I get, man. Niggas, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
It's gonna come with problems because we feel like we come to you doing this shit. All you finna do is call home, girl. Like, bro,
oh god,
this man really just can't be crying to me. He had to work 2 extra hours at work, but I'm still not telling you my cousin shit died.
Getting on the mic, but still, though, know, me personally, you, my personal opinion on this shit, I feel like niggas got it fucked. And you a nigga, Drew. The only thing you supposed to do is work. You right. And you a nigga, I feel like the only person, like, the outside work, that you, like, you supposed to work, come home, make sure the house good. Like, you ain't supposed to have emotions like a robot type shit.
That's the average lifestyle.
Like, you a robot. And, like, once you do have emotions and shit, they be like, oh, that nigga a bitch. This, that, other, you know what I'm saying? Because me, personally, I ain't gonna hold it. I'm emotional that nigga. I'm gonna trip on bullshit.
I don't believe in gender roles, though.
Me neither. That's another topic. I'm an emotional ass nigga. I'm a trip on little shit because I love you. So I'm gonna trip.
But with your niggas is different.
With my niggas, yeah.
If you come home and you give me a head nod, you know what I'm saying?
You know I'm pissed the fuck off. Right? Leave me the fuck alone.
But if he was to do that to his woman, she gonna instantly be like, you walk in from work and you look at me, you nod your head. I'm like, all right, bro, got something on your mind. But I know he gonna talk to me. You do it with your old lady.
And that's where communication is a key, because I'm an overthinker. I'm finna be thinking like, what you got going on? What's wrong with you?
That's where security come in.
Yep.
Security.
It's not even that. It's not of what you think a relationship be. It's not what you think 50-50 is in that. It's actually what works in your relationship. That's the reality of relationships. You instead of going by what people say on the internet or thing, or how they think a relationship should be, it'll never work. It's only coexisting with someone.
Yeah, it's a part.
So y'all have to adapt to each other's habitat. Point blank period. That's just how that shit is. And then when I went back to the
Shot o'clock, y'all. Sorry.
Hold on. Look, already. I feel somebody you. Hit Remember, can I see the look, look, you see something you like on there? It's always something on the table. It's always something on the table.
You tripping though. You going right back in. What thing we need? Come on now. Shout them sponsors out. It's always something on the table. Shout them people out, man.
We got KB Designs.
Shout them out. Yeah.
All right, man. Shout Country Bumpkin.
Country Bumpkin. Shout countrybumpkin.com. Y'all already know. No space in it.
Got
your favorite Uncle Earl. Don't get him out there.
Oh, I was just going to ask a question.
We there for you, my boy.
Oh, I thought
mechanic is on the mic.
I got a question for all my men.
See,
no, we good. No.
Hey, look, we got a story about you being passed out on the mic. Come on,
yeah,
with
we gonna talk about that.
Not on this one. Not
on this one.
Come on now.
All right, shit.
What is y'all's definition of a man?
You go first.
It's gotta be.
You go
first. Leave for the female.
Is it for the women or for you?
This is for the
men. Can I go first?
Oh, for the men?
For the men.
Okay. All right, for the men. Okay. Come on with it then. Come on with it then.
Look, bro, if I go. Look.
I'm going to go and take it, bro. Me personally, for my opinion, I feel like. Definitely for a man, bro. Man, take care of his business. Mm-hmm. Take care of his kids. Take care of his woman. Everything. Nobody got to ask you for shit because he's already taken care of. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what you're supposed to do. You know what you got to do. You have responsibility. Your priorities in check. Your money in order. Like, you ain't just out here fucking up on bullshit. You got to know when to have fun. You know when to take care of business. Okay. That's my shit.
Kobe? What's your definition?
Hey, ho. Hey, I feel like my definition of man is basically the same thing, piggyback off him. But yeah, just making sure things are done. I don't believe in doing the 50-50 thing when you're in a relationship or dealing with somebody. My dad raised me that if you are dealing with a woman and you're in a relationship, you should be able to have enough to cover you and her if anything happens, you know. So as a man, you should always be ready for the precautions and things that come with life. Not only for you, but for your significant other and be able to make plans. So basically, just piggyback off the same thing.
All right. I feel that.
What y'all feeling, man?
I mean, you know, I think, you know, talk about the same man. Thing. Talk you know, a man is a person that can, you know, provide.
Right.
And that's just what it is. You know, that's just the old school classic. It is what it is.
Right.
A man is there to provide everything. He is there to build that foundation. He is there to build that team. Without that man, nothing is possible. I do believe. But you know what I mean? That just is what it is. Okay. So you have to be that foundation to have that structural, you know, support. You got to be there. Because if you ain't there, there's nothing there.
There's nothing.
So, you know what I mean? That's just a man.
Man, look. All my brother said. You scratching that from me?
Go ahead, man.
All my brother said what they need to say. So I ain't going to piggyback out there. I'm just going to throw in there all what y'all said. I'm saying I don't agree with. That whole 50-50 thing. I don't care nothing about it.
That shit dead.
I don't care nothing about it. Because I feel what you're saying. Don't get me wrong. I feel what you're saying, but it's still obligations on this table. You feel me? Don't like, it ain't that. I'm a man, but I also want a woman.
Yeah, I feel you, man.
If I want you to stay at home and do your thing, that's you. But if you, bro, I got a big sister who was a housewife, and she look at me and say, I don't want to do this shit. I want to get out here and work. You feel? Help me. You feel me? Because what if, in her situation, a man is, these kids ain't mine? Man. You want me to, you feel me? A man is, I'm going to make sure the back end covered. You know what I'm saying? You messed up. I got it. That's what I believe in joint accounts.
Still
have what you got. Nah, that's real, bro. Still have what you got.
You have more than one.
You know
account.
What I'm saying? I probably got three, four accounts. That's my business.
Yeah.
But this joint account
is for us.
This us. Nah, don't have no bank account with no damn millions in that motherfucker, and you but ain't telling me.
But
if
build up, but you know your separate yeah, needs to be on the fight. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Yes.
Don't play with me like that.
So the reason I ask is because a lot of the times I'm starting to notice as men, I don't think we're realizing how hard it is to be a man. It's extremely hard. It's because when you really realize the whole bigger picture of it, ever since like even like history could be recorded, man has really been the leader.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much our destiny. And everything y'all said, we was more than the help. We was the help and then took the lead and took control and handled the situation. That's just what we are. That's what we do. We got to live up to that expectation at all times. And it's really, really hard, though.
Yeah.
That shit is hard. Man. I'm telling you. I'm trying my fucking best.
You work for yourself, so I know you ain't lying. That shit is hard.
But you got to do it.
Bruh, you got to. Bruh, who you think
you're black man.
You ain't, look, you ain't got no choice. You was born into it. You got to do it.
You got to do
it. And this is what it is.
You ain't need no reason. What?
And I'm not only that, bro.
Can you pay our
the simplest thing, we all come from men. You feel me? Us at this table, we come from men like this here. I know all this girl one thing. A man does what he has to do. A boy does what he wants to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every day, little bro, we sit there debating on we want to buy this much gas. We want to get this much trees. You feel me? But we got to sacrifice.
Already.
That road these roaches up. You know what I'm saying? Being a man.
Sacrifice.
That's already. But you know,
we
that's another.
Some music in here right now.
That's another one. That's another one. Artist. BDBO podcast.
BDBO.
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 Mafia.
BDBO.
I said, I said.
We got BDBO.
It's a family. Nigga, stop playing.
Already. Y'all already know how we do.